This is CPR News. I'm Bozzy Kanani. Colorado's chief medical officer says the number of West Nile cases in the state this season are in line with previous years. But that's not necessarily good news.
One of the things that's interesting is it's kind of fallen out of the spotlight. But there were 52 deaths last year from West Nile.
That's Ned Collange of the State Health Department. There have been 4 deaths from West Nile in the state so far this year. Collange said the elderly are more likely to be infected because their immune systems are weaker. The West Nile virus is usually transmitted through mosquitoes. Colorado and 22 other Democratic states have succeeded in getting back their frozen AmeriCorps funding. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
The Trump administration is releasing $184 million in funding for AmeriCorps, the federal volunteer program. Attorney General Phil Weiser celebrated the victory, saying he'll fight when this administration takes illegal actions. It means Colorado should get a little over $2 million for the program. Colorado was one of almost 24 states that sued to get the congressionally approved funding restored. This spring, a judge reinstated more than $400 million in AmeriCorps grants nationwide, but the administration hung on to nearly half that money until now. I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Laid off foreign aid workers based in Colorado are finding camaraderie in a Denver support group. Many were employed by USAID until the Trump administration shuttered the agency in February. Alexandra Fiorillo co-founded the Tuesday Group, which meets weekly at the Posner Center for International Development in Denver.
77 people arrived at our first happy hour, which we called a sad hour rather than a happy hour. And then our mailing list grew to about 300 people within a matter of weeks.
Members help one another in the job search, particularly pivoting to the private sector. The group expects to grow when furloughed federal workers stop drawing a paycheck 1 month from now. This is CPR News.